I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Builders, homeowners, and nonprofits are increasingly using air source heat pumps to keep homes in Juneau warm. The municipal official who oversees permitting for heat pumps says she's seen a consistent increase in installations each year. The systems are more energy efficient and cheaper to operate than oil-burning furnaces and electric baseboards. And if they're on ALNP's hydro-powered grid, their energy use won't emit harmful greenhouse gases. I paid a visit to one of Juneau's latest homeowners to convert. Ray Lindoff has a green yard sign on his corner in a downtown Juneau neighborhood.
Anyway, they wanted to put this up for a couple weeks. They want to advertise.
The sign says, another home heated with renewable energy courtesy of Juneau Carbon Offset. That's a program of the nonprofit Renewable Juneau. The Offset Fund started collecting donations last summer. It works like this. There's a calculator on the Juneau Carbon Offset website that lets donors estimate the greenhouse gas emissions from common activities, say from the miles you put on your car over a year, or how far you flew on a jet, or how many cords of wood you burn. Tally up that cost and then pay to offset them. The nonprofit uses those donations to replace fuel-burning stoves and furnaces with air source heat pumps for people with lower incomes. Heat pumps work like refrigerators, taking heat from inside and transferring it outside to cool a house down, or the other way around for heating.
And it's like getting a new toy, and if it comes with a remote, it's sitting there, it looks nice. So basically, you can set it to heat and leave it alone. If you put it on a different setting, if it gets too hot outside, it'll kick on air conditioning by itself. Yeah, it's awesome.
Lindoff's heat pump is the nonprofit's seventh installation. The Offset Fund has enough money for a few more this year. Board member Andy Romanoff runs the Offset Fund as a volunteer. So far, the feedback from converts has been good.
Really, most are just kind of blown away by the warmth, by the quiet, by the dry air, by the heat, by the reduced bills, by the lack of smell.
He says some feel really good about not using oil, which itself has traveled thousands of miles.
We're actually reducing our footprint, and that's a huge thing for so many people.
Romanoff says he planned to scale up a lot this summer by marketing to climate-conscious tourists.
Of course, that market doesn't exist this year. And so it's a huge loss for us. We had set up quite a few pieces of our puzzle, of our marketing puzzle, to try and capture that market.
Now he's looking at 2021. Renewable Juneau board member Kate Troll is a former Juneau Assembly member. She worked on a plan that set a city goal to reduce the community's carbon emissions by 80% by 2045. She has some other ideas to scale up. She says Renewable Juneau wants to get a certification that their offset program does what it claims. And that might help them get more funding.
Because many of the larger players, like, you know, Alaska Airlines or the cruise ships, they'd like to know that what we've created is indeed credible and does result in less carbon, and there is tracing and tracking.
For now, the Tlingit and Haida Regional Housing Authority is a bigger player in home heat pump conversions in Southeast Alaska. The housing nonprofit mainly serves tribal members. From Saxman to Juneau, it's tallied 131 air source heat pump conversions. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.